Liturgical Day, Sunday, the Second of Advent. Today's Gospel, Luke, chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. It was the 15th year of the rule of the emperor Tiberius. Pontius Pilatus was governor of Judea. Herod ruled over Galilee. His brother Philip ruled over the country of Itchiera, and Trachonitis, and Licinius over Abilene. Annas and Caiaphas were the high priests at that time when the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John proclaimed a baptism for repentant people to obtain forgiveness of sins, and he went through the whole country bordering the Jordan River. It was just as it was written in the book of the prophet Isaiah. Listen to his voice crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. The valleys will be filled and the mountains and hills made low. Everything crooked will be made straight, and the rough path smooth, and every mortal will see the salvation of God." Commentary by Father Antoni. Today, nearly half of the Gospel passage consists of historical, biographical data. Not even in the liturgy of the Mass, this historical text has been changed by the frequent "at that time." Such an insignificant foreword for the contemporary man has prevailed. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea and Herod Tetrarch of Galilee. Why? To demystify. God came into the history of mankind in a very precise way, as he also did in the history of every man. For example, in the life of John, son of Zechariah, he called him so that he went into the country around the Jordan preaching. Today, when the U.S. President is Barack Obama, when the Supreme Pontiff is Pope Francisco, God also speaks to me with his word. He does it personally, as with John the Baptist, or through his emissaries. My Jordan River may be the Sunday Eucharist. It may be the Pope Francis's tweet, which reminds us that the content of Christian witness is not a theory, but rather of a person. It is the risen Christ, the living and only Savior of all. God has entered into the history of my life because Christ is not a theory. He is the saving practice, the charity, the mercy. But at the same time, this very God needs our poor effort, that we will fill in the valleys of our distrust of his love, that we will make low the mountains and hills of our pride that prevents us seeing him and receiving his help, that we unbend and straighten the crooked roads that make the path to our hearts become a maze. Today, it is the second Sunday of Advent, and its main objective is that I can meet God in the way of my life, not just a newborn infant, but over and above all the most merciful Savior, to see the smile of God when all the people will see God's salvation. So it is. Saint Gregory of Nazianzinaz said it, "Nothing pleases God more than the conversion and the salvation of man."